This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture. From Kansas State University, Eric Atkinson here. For those of you who appreciate daylilies and peonies in your home landscape settings, this would be the time to divide those flowering plants. If you are so inclined, we'll talk about how to go about it appropriately with Ward Upham. Ward is a K-State Research and Extension horticulturist. Daylilies now, why does one need to do this routinely?
Daylilies are tough. They are really tough. And so usually we say divide them every 3 to 4 years, just because if you wait much longer than that, they get very difficult to divide. And by dividing them, you keep them fresh. So there's a number of different ways you can do this. First way, if you've divided them fairly recently, last couple of years, you can just peel off one side of them while the original plant is still in place. That's not going to work if they've been in place for a while. They get too tangled up. And so there's really about three methods that you can use in order to divide them. Each of those methods requires that you dig the plant completely up. And so once you've got it dug up, you can either divide them with a knife or a hatchet. And sometimes you have to use a hatchet because they are tough. Or you can use two spading forks back to back and force those pieces apart. What you're after is a head about the size of a cauliflower. And so that will give you a good division that has enough life in it that it'll be successful. And the third one is kind of a method with more finesse. In other words, you take that clump out, put it on like your driveway, and spray it with a strong jet of water. You get all that soil off, and as you move it around, you can actually cause those divisions to break apart naturally. If you have any problems, if they're too tangled, you can still cut them apart. But often they'll just fall apart, and you can then make your divisions quite easily.
Mm-hmm. How about replanting? What guidelines do folks need to follow?
So prepare your soil. A lot of people add like 2 inches of organic matter to the top of the soil and work it in and then put in their planting. You're going to space those plants maybe 24 to 30 inches apart, and that'll be a good separation from them so that they make a good display for you.
Peonies can also be divided at this point of the season. Peonies still may have some foliage on them.
Yeah, and usually that foliage is still green, but it's not doing much. And so if it's starting to look a little ragged, you don't like the looks of it, just cut all that foliage off, even if you're not going to divide them. You can get rid of it and make that planting look a little bit better. But if you divide them, that foliage has to go.
And does one have to then uproot the whole plant to divide as you would with daylilies?
Yeah, you certainly do. And again, as with daylilies, you need to move enough soil so it can see what that root looks like. You want to make sure that you can see those little pink buds. And that's what you're looking for, is pink buds. Those are going to be the growing points that are going to form the new growth the next year.
And how many pink buds are necessary to assure a good resurgence of that plant?
So what you're looking for is at least 3 to 4 buds per division. And where those buds are in relation to the soil once they're planted is critical. You want them about 1 inch below the surface of the soil. You'll still be okay if they're as much as 2 inches below the surface of the soil. Anything more than that, and your plants may not bloom. If they're too deep, you can have peonies that put up nice foliage, but they'll never come into bloom. Space those about 2 feet apart, but then make sure, again, that they're not going to settle too much so that those buds are too deep. And water them in so they can get established before winter gets here.
Any need to mulch either transplanted daylilies or peonies?
If you mulch, that first year, a lot of people do mulch. It's not necessary after that, but the year that you divide them, a lot of people will mulch in order to lock in some of that warmth into the soil. That will cause those roots to be more active over a longer period of time to make sure they get established before winter. And again, that's just that first year. After that, you don't need to.
Very good. Well, if you're wanting to perpetuate your daylilies or spread out your peonies, whatever your cause might be, dividing those flowers is a project you can take on any time now in the coming weeks and to get those reestablished in their new locations for future growth. And we appreciate the tips on accomplishing this. Ward, thanks.
You bet.
Horticulturist Ward Upham of Kansas State University has been with us, and Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. You're listening to the K-State Radio Network.